If you would, turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3. Connie and I have invited you folks to come and join us on Christmas Eve. We know that many of you are going to be off with family, and we encourage you to do that. But if you just like to come together with us as a family, we'd love to have you on Christmas Eve here at the church. And we had that sign-up sheet, so this is your absolute last time to sign on it. But what we'd like to do on that evening is to share with you a wish and a prayer. That goes according to Scripture, by the way. That's not something that I invented. You'll see that specifically in Psalm chapter 20, in which you see the psalmist saying, "I wish this for you." But really, we see it throughout Scripture. The desire of the Apostle Paul for the churches. And one of the passages that are probably one of the most familiar passages is found in Ephesians chapter 1, starting with verse 18, in which he says to the church at Ephesus, "I pray that the eyes of your heart might be enlightened, that you might see the marvelous glories that God has prepared for you." You know, once a person gets a glimpse of what God really has in store for him, it just sends them on their way, and they're going to do the right thing. And you realize how powerful that is. But in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, there is a great and wonderful wish and prayer, and corporately I would wish this for the body here. If you turn with me to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, we'll just read verse 11 through 13. "Now may our God and Father himself and Jesus our Lord direct our way to you. And may the Lord cause you to increase and abound in love for one another, for all men, just as we also do for you, so that he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints." It's amazing how purging and how purifying walking in love is. And as Paul will say to the church at Rome, love fulfills the law. So this is my prayer for you, that you begin to walk even more in this love for one another, and that as you do that, it will be a testimony not only to our body here, but to the community around us, that they will know that we're disciples by our love for one another. What a wonderful wish. Well, Father, we give you thanks that our hearts can be established when we are walking in the love of Jesus Christ. And we just ask this for this body as we bring them before you, your body, which you loved and died for. Unite our hearts to sing your praise. In Jesus' name, amen.